Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, you got the new car.
Got the new car, straight out of China. The second best thing that's come out of China.
Oh, what's the best?
I guess COVID, wasn't it? That's still going, isn't it? Hope the car goes as long as COVID.
Is it bright red because it goes fast?
Yes, the wife needed a bright red so she can go
now
fast.
Now, that's interesting. The wife's car, but you're driving. How do you work that out?
She caught the bus into town today so I could take the car. Yes, no, MG, a little MG there, Rick. Not much MG in it, I don't think. It comes out of China, but
You're not receiving any sponsorship over there.
Oh, Port Adelaide, 230, they gave me really? Back, yeah, because I'm a member, so major sponsor, Port Adelaide. But, Rick, let's get off the car. We don't need to talk about my car. Couple call-outs, Rick.
Yeah, oh, no, right.
Yes, we're a couple truck drivers.
Yes.
Rodney Walter was a great footballer up at Tanunda in the Colts up there many years ago. He drives over to Perth and all over Australia.
Oh.
Sean Marnie, or Mahoney, however you want to pronounce it, he's a truckie.
Oh.
And he listens. They click on the podcast somehow and have a listen.
They're obviously very much more into technical devices than you are.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't be listening at all. And I've got a mate that gives me the thumbs up each week, Ronnie Rastian.
Oh, yes.
Played a bit of footy at Norwood and Burnside Kensington. He's a postie. So just thought I'd give them a quick call out and we'll get on to the local.
They're the only three friends you've got, is that right?
Well, not necessarily friends, but people I know. We'll get on to the local bowling, Ross and Light Bowls.
Oh, no, not again.
Here we go. I'll run through the scores. Lindock played Mount Pleasant. Lindock 105, Mount Pleasant 86, which was to be
expected.
Yep. Tanunda versus Kapunda. Kapunda on the winning circle again. 80
yes.
Tanunda. Kapunda 119. Newry and Angaston.
Oh.
The battle of the old rivals. 82 all. A draw. Newry on the up.
Absolutely. Yes. You bagged them a while ago too.
I did. Oh, they were struggling. Oh. And Yedunda played Freeling, which is second to bottom versus third to bottom.
Sorry for interrupting. I know who is struggling. That's your mob on Saturday.
Hang on. We'll get to that in a minute. Yedunda 95. You couldn't help yourself there. 95, Freeling 82. So that was to be expected, I think. Oh, well, Yedunda and Freeling, it was going to be a tight game, and it was. Okay, so we go to the ladder quickly, Rick. I'll run through it. Angaston, top. Kapunda, second. Tanunda, third. Lindock, fourth. And Newry are fifth. But it's only a top four, so... quickly, undefeated players in the association. I'll quickly just run. There's only half a dozen. Dylan O'Leary-Wilson. They've lost. They actually have drawn one. Wayne Williams, he's had a draw as well. Darren Crook, Lindock. Stuart Forbes, Newry. And Roger Gill from Kapunda are undefeated so far this year.
Now, Rick. I notice that you've conveniently forgotten...
No. What?
...to mention...
Wednesdays.
What's happening on Saturdays?
We lost. We lost
again.
Badly.
Again?
Well, our rink actually won, but that doesn't matter. It's the overall score. It's a team thing, as we know, Rick. And we went down to Salisbury that we shouldn't have lost to at home. It's a big no-no losing at home.
Well,
big advantage playing at Bainham.
You told me at the beginning of the season you were red-hot favourites.
We still are. the hotness has just come off a bit. But no, going along all right. We've got to win this week. Got to be 6-3 Christmas time. Got to be 6-3. Can't be 5-4. 5-4 puts us back with the pack, so 6-3 is nice. But let's get on to Wednesday.
Well,
Rick.
Why? No. Well, let's just finish off on Saturdays first.
I think we have.
All right. So you're not even a shoe-in for this week?
It's going to be a tough game. Modbury at Modbury on the beautiful grass greens of Modbury. Looking forward to it myself, but let's see if we can knock them over right on Christmas.
Well, mate. All right, go on. Talk about Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, go on.
Premier League Wednesday bowls. 3 out of 4. We've won now, Rick. 3 out of 4. We are on the. We're knocking on the fourth spot now.
This is the
sitting bottom.
is this not the same competition that you earlier in the year refused to talk about?
Well, we're going that bad. No wonder I didn't want to.
How
talk
can
about
you keep
it.
Winning and still be on the bottom?
I know. It's all on this. How many rinks you win, it's all on a point system. So we're on 60. The team we beat on Wednesday on 62, which is Henley, and Turek are 69 by memory. And if we win, if we get to win this week, we play Somerton at home. It's our last week before Christmas. And we would jump a couple spots. So
do I gather that some set of geniuses has worked out a system where it doesn't really, you might not win, but you might get more points?
Correct. Because it's how many rinks you've won.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we've had more wins than Henley. We've had one more win than Henley, but we're still below them. We've had 3-6, and yeah. They've had...
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
3-5 or something.
Don't worry about the scoreboard.
So anyway, that's the way they work it out, and we're still sitting bottom.
Yes.
Just.
Yeah.
And...
securely on the bike.
Onward and upward.
So even if you win this week... You might not win because you might get less points than the other one. Eh?
Well, gee, if we're in this week, we should jump Henley and probably Turek if they obviously both lose, I'd say. So.
Well, it depends whether they lose and get a lot more.
It depends a lot.
Gee, I'm glad I'm all over that. I thought I'd work something out about bowls.
Something more important than bowls.
What's that?
We've got a test match happening.
Test match.
And I know how you love your test matches.
Unbelievable.
Well, two of my favourites amongst the runs for us, Rick. Davey Warner, you know, Sandpaper Warner, and Travi, our mate Travi, 112, not out.
The thing I'd like to say, and congratulations particularly to Travis, who at least psychologically and probably physically was under a huge amount of pressure because there was
absolutely.
So much controversy over whether he should be in or Usman should be in or whatever. He did come out with the score at the same quite difficult position, but then it just seems as though, and it's not knocking him at all, it just seems that the luck tends to favour him a bit. He batted beautifully, but for the first 30 minutes, and let's face it, anyone can get out in the first 30 minutes, but... He could have been out so many times. He played, and I don't know. It's very easy to be critical sitting on your lounge chair, but the lack of research that the Poms had done in field placings for Travis was unbelievable. Everybody in Australia knows that, you know, if Travis comes out to bat, you want a backward point, a gully, perhaps even two gullies, one a bit deeper, and a short. Leg, and you know, he'll give you an opportunity. He could have been out. You know, what do? They set five slips. Well, they didn't need three of them because they were in the wrong position. Anyway, good luck to him.
Yep.
And as for Warner, I mean,
six short of his 100.
Yeah, I mean, and good luck to him as well. And he did show some fight and character.
He played like a cat, though. He had about 9 lives, didn't he?
Unbelievable. That's really what I cannot believe, that so much could go wrong in one day in a test match for one team as it did for England. Now, I think we've got to go back. Tell me, you've become a cricket guru.
Oh, I'm all over these
you
stats.
Talking of stats, can you explain to me the tactics behind two blokes who've between them got 1,156 test wickets being rested?
Well, they'd need a rest after that, wouldn't they? First test and they get rested. I mean, what's that about, Rick?
Well,
I couldn't work it out.
I don't think anyone else can either, including many of the English gurus. How you can... Anderson, 632 test wickets. Broad, 524, and they're both sitting on the bench bringing out the drinks.
Oh, yeah, but look at Leach.
Oh.
He absolutely excelled in his test.
He did, didn't he?
You know, you get these figures. 11 overs, no maidens, 95.
Yeah, it all worked
out. So one day.
It all worked out very well because they obviously picked him to be the stock bowler and to close up one end. Well, he closed
it up. He opened it up.
Well, they spent the dime fetching the ball out of the...
No wonder they needed five slips to have a rest.
And of all the days when he bowled, I mean, first of all, I don't reckon he can bowl a hoop downhill. I reckon you would make runs against Jack Leach. I really do.
Wow, that's a big call.
And I reckon you could get them in the twilight as well. But not only did he not bowl well, he bowled atrociously, actually, but poor old Joe Root, he's got three fast bowlers, two of whom, Ben Stokes and
Robinson,
have gone down with injuries. So
Robinson's injured now, is he? Because I quite liked him. Yeah, he had a bit of flair about
it. Well, seemingly they've both got hamstring niggles, or they look as though they have got a little degree of concern about them.
I tell you what, that Wood can bowl.
Oh, he's quick.
A bit quick, isn't he?
He is very, 150 clicks.
Oh, I'll be facing him behind the fence.
It looks on television very comfortable, but it was a hot, humid day.
Mm.
Now, that's when you do need your spin bowler to be able to bowl tight. And in the main, Lyon does that pretty well for Australia. But Jack was just, 90 runs off 11 overs. That's just ridiculous. But I'd like, yet again, so injuries are bad luck. But I tell you what isn't bad luck. And that's the deplorable management of, I'm not sure whose fault it is, ICC or Cricket Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Stokes, he bowls Warner with the most beautiful cod when he's 17, no ball. Then we find out at a later date, the three lead-up balls were no balls. And we find out even more that he's bowled something like 14 no balls in the five or so overs that he's bowled. Not a one out of the 14 got called. Then we find out that the front foot no ball camera machinery isn't working.
Would that then be up to the umpire to call a no-ball, Rick, or not?
You'd actually get me wrong. Think, now,
tell me if I'm wrong.
Rod Tucker and Paul Rifle.
Oh, they're all rifle men.
They are on big money.
Oh, yeah.
What do they do? Now, it seems as though it's come out overnight that it's a bit of a secret that the camera wasn't working. You'd think you'd tap Paul and Rod on the shoulder and say, listen, I know you don't do much very often, but today you're going to have to work overtime and try and work out whether the front foot's landing behind the line.
That is ridiculous, isn't it?
And it's obvious because they're relying on technology, umpires have basically given up on even looking at the front foot. Well, 14 no balls says so.
There's 14 now, more runs, isn't
it? It's two very good points. Two very good scenarios. One, if you lose by 13, Australia could be that, you know, they missed out on being given 14 runs. But more important, I think, and you know, I'm not going into bat, as it were, for Ben Stokes or the Poms, but how does a bowler know if he's bowling no balls? Because the umpire calls them.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I can only but assume, I'm not sure how big a rocket scientist Ben Stokes is. But if he keeps bowling and he keeps not being no-balled, then I would assume that he thinks he's bowling okay balls.
That's right.
So spot on. He bowls Warner, and this is the next bit. They seem to be capable, with the machinery or not of the machinery, being able to replay the ball that takes the wicket and call it a no-ball. Well, why couldn't have they done that for the 14 other ones?
I know. I don't understand.
So You work on feedback, and Ben Stokes wasn't being given any.
Mm.
I mean, my other argument, which is slightly to the point to the side, is I am yet, after all these years of being involved in cricket, I am yet to understand how any bowler can bowl a no ball. Because my argument is this, that if you deliberately make sure that your foot lands behind the popping crease, let's say we're talking about 3 or 4 centimetres or whatever, and I haven't got the mathematics genius to work this out, but you cannot tell me that, right, if you're deliberately making sure your foot lands behind it by that much, you're never going to bowl a no-ball.
No, that's right.
Now, you cannot tell me that the infinitesimal amount of time extra taken for the ball to get to the batsman, I mean, it would be 0.000 slower.
A big deal.
And yet, you don't bowl any no balls. It's just, it is entirely insane that Why do you take the risk?
Yeah. And you lose a wicket, like yeah. you don't, you yeah. lose one of your
I
wickets because it's
I could understand
ball.
It completely if the time differential yeah. or turned into
yeah.
speed.
Yeah, yeah.
If all of a sudden by bowling 3 centimetres further back, change your bowling speed from 140 down to 125.
Yeah. Oh,
but
that's right.
It doesn't change it at all.
Nah.
Unbelievable.
All right, we better move on.
So
we are running out of time. I want to run through the local cricket, Rick.
Yes, very quickly.
Quickly, yes, yeah. very quickly. Angerston played Sandy Creek. Angerston 272. Dakey and Bain against in the runs. Oh, our yes. one of our favourites, Greg Bain,
yep.
49. Dakey 116. Sandy Creek, in reply, none for 10. South Gawler versus Gilbert Valley. South Gawler 191. Gilbert Valley, none for 12.
None for 12.
Newry, game of the day. Newry versus Tanunda. Newry, 178. Yunkfa, 74. Tanunda, 1 for 16.
One for 16.
Good game ahead there, Rick.
Well, it is. That's the one that I've got.
Yep.
And you'll be... Trent Gerst was unavailable
yes.
for the first day. But
son Buck, of Chris.
Son of the great man I saw at tea time
oh,
inspecting the pitch.
Beautiful.
And it was, well, I thought he gave it the all clear. So
yep.
I thought, well, it is good.
Yep.
Now, Trent's back. He'll probably come in at the fall of the next wicket.
Yep.
And a lot will be on his shoulders. They'll yep. get the runs if he gets runs.
I see, I was looking through the scores. Bo Wall's back from Burra.
Correct.
Bo spent a few yep. years up in Burra.
Yep.
Good cricketer. State country cricketer he was.
You're all okay. over it. You're
quickly,
all over
a bit of run through a bit more. Lindock, 164. Malala. Rick, explain this to me. 8 for 51.
Can you remember?
8 for 51.
Yeah. Can you remember as a kid you used to go to school and they'd give you Coca-Cola yo-yo?
Yes.
Well, that's Malala. One week they're up, the next they're down. I cannot believe it. That's the same crew at 8 for 50 or whatever they are that lost 7 for 0 in
yeah,
my
that's
game
right. yeah.
early in the season.
Trent Burge amongst the runs, 81
yep.
not out.
Yep.
Gogol, 4 for 28. He took 4 of the Malala wickets. Quickly, the last game, Greenock 219, light pass, none for 13. For Greenock, Nowak made 77.
Very, very good. Now, I'm going to do something that we shouldn't do, and that's go backwards in our topic because I forgot one small comment. Did you know that Alex Carey
yes.
has sent the biggest Christmas present to Kevin Sheedy of all time?
No.
Well, he sent it to thank him for giving him the advice because, you know, he was GWS captain.
Yes, yes.
And Sheed sat him down at the Rooty Hill RSL club
yes,
to tell
we
him
mentioned that last week.
That
yep.
he wasn't going to get a contract. And he said, and Sheedy said to him, so we've got all these midfielders. If you want to have a decent crack at a sport, have a crack at cricket.
Well, well there you go.
Paid,
yeah.
It's paid well dividends for him.
Look, I can't.
Hey, what about Sammy Kerr's shirt
oh,
front?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up.
Hey?
What a beautiful shirt front.
And you get a yellow card.
How can you get a yellow card? I don't know. Somehow we're going to have to Google that on our time off here and see if there's a yellow card for knocking over a spectator that should have been done by the security guards. Where
well,
are they?
Of course it should, but what's it got to do with a game of soccer anyway?
I know.
I mean,
she's laid the best hip and shoulder onto him.
But, you know, if anyone wants to book her for something, which she shouldn't be, surely it would be the police for laying a brutal attack
just
on somebody.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
I do not understand.
Have we got a joke, Rick,
we
to finish the show?
We have got a joke dedicated
okay.
to our good colleague and friend Robbie Laidlaw. What
Who?
Do you do with an elephant with 3 balls?
Well.
What do you do with an elephant with 3 balls?
I don't know, Rick.
You walk him and pitch to the rhino.
We don't even like baseball.
All right, until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.